You mentioned that the toxicity in the CALGB trial versus the prior European study looking at bevacizumab and interferon. Can you talk a little bit more about specifically what the differences were with the toxicity?
Both studies were very similar in their approach, combining interferon at 9 million units 3 times a week with Avastin 10 milligrams per kilogram every 2 weeks. The toxicities that we saw in the combination arms were pretty substantially greater than what we saw with interferon alone. In particular, we saw much greater fatigue, greater GI toxicities, greater skin toxicities, more cytopenias. Overall, we had, I think in the Roche study, something like 30% of patients stopped treatment because of toxicities. It was actually even higher than that in the CALGB study. So if anything, the CALGB study seemed to have even greater percentages of toxicity than what we saw in the Roche study. I don't have a good explanation from that other than the parameters of how the study was set up.
Pharmacogenomics in terms of where the patients came from?
I don't think we can say that right now. Most of our Americans are European descent, have pretty similar pharmacogenomic profiles. I don't think in this particular study we saw that.
Now, was this mainly on or off-target toxicity related to bevacizumab?
Primarily be off-target from bevacizumab, so it really accentuating on-target toxicities from cytokines. But, cytokines have such a broad toxicity profile, it's hard to say anything associated with them is off-target.